Greetings. Today I'm on my way to see my children and grandchildren in California. Bonnie and I are excited to see them. I know our time will be blessed. Yesterday I spoke at A-Life and it was both a privilege and a blessing. I'm enjoying my summer months. In my past several blogs, I have addressed the new song of the Lord in our lives. The new song is the testimony of God in our lives in the day called today and the time called now. This is the power of the new covenant. The new covenant is a testimony of God in our lives each and every day. We don't merely live as servants to a God who is a master. We live as sons and daughters of God with a growing reality of his character, nature, way, power, and authority manifesting in our lives. In the old covenant, the first command that revealed the character of God was to put him before all others. Exodus 20, verses 2 and 3, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. God doesn't need us to put him first for him to be who he is. He is who he is. We need to put him first to be who we are in all things. God is the only one who brings us out of bondage into our path of destiny. His powerful love leads to his powerful purpose. He wants us to know him as our Father, who is a friend, who does God things in our lives. Believing God creates us, empowers us, and sends us into our purpose in Christ. As sons and daughters of God, who we are determines what we can do in life. Hebrews 10, 5 through 7. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice an offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you had no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come in the volume of the book it is written of me to do your will, O God. Our relationship with God is a daily reality for us. The identity, testimony, and purpose of our lives is found in Christ in the day called today and the time called now. The new covenant is a testimony of the character, nature, way, power, and authority of God written in our hearts and minds for God's glory. It isn't a covenant of information, but one of testimony. Jesus was the body of Christ for the will of the Father, so that each of us could be sons and daughters of God with Holy Spirit within us. As members of the body of Christ, we are given a new song of life. This is what others in our world see, hear, and experience as we walk in our path of destiny. Who we are brings life to our world. Our identity, testimony, and purpose is revealed through the song of our lives. Our lives are a testimony of praise to God. The praise of God is our life song of purpose. It is our connection to God in our hearts that transforms our lives to be a testimony for his praise. God's voice to our hearts is not about information. It is a testimony of intimacy with God and God with us. Who we are determines what we do in life. Who we are determines the life that we bring to our world. We are sons and daughters of God empowered by his love, for the purpose of his love in our world. As sons and daughters of God, we are part of a family of life, eternal life. Eternal life is knowing God the Father and Jesus the Son by the fellowship of Holy Spirit, John 17:3. Our futile world appears to oppose us as sons and daughters of God, but the impossible things in our world are meant to reveal who we really are. Romans 8:20 and 21, for the creation was subjected to futility not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. When we are faced with opposition in our path, that opposition only proves the testimony of Christ within us. When we hold to a relationship with eternal life, a knowing of God our Father and Jesus the Son, we become empowered by his powerful love to be who we are meant to be. We increasingly manifest as sons and daughters of God. We become givers of life to our world. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.